All right, I got to ask you, a scale of 1 to 10, what did you think the chances were that John Gibbons would be managing the Blue Jays again?
Zero.
What was your reaction?
Surprised, as I think everyone was. I would probably even guess to say Alex might have probably be a little surprised to say that he was considering hiring him. But, you know, all in all, I really think it was a good hire.
Yeah, what makes you? And I agree with you. But what makes you think that? Because you're in the clubhouse. You certainly know more about that than those of us who aren't in the clubhouse. I mean, I think John in some ways is the perfect choice, considering you're going to have a lot of new players coming in, and there's I think a lot of us felt that you needed a guy with a lot of direction, giving the team a lot of direction and control of the clubhouse.
Yeah, John definitely does that. He has control of the clubhouse. It's his clubhouse. It'll be interesting to see what staff he brings. I think John will be fine as a manager. I think that we will need a better staff than we had his first go around. I think Brad Arnsberg did a great job as a pitching coach, but I think as the whole, you know, all you know, 5, 6, 7 guys on our staff, we'll need a little bit better staff than we had last time.
Yeah, I got the sense that that stuff sometimes fell through the cracks the last time, and then I think maybe, and that may be a product of personalities as much as anything. And I mean, I think you're right. With a team like this, it's going to be important that you guys hit the ground running in spring training, and that you do have a staff that's capable of really coming in and exercising control right away.
Yeah, well, I think this team is a lot different than the last team that John was the head of. For the first time in my career with the Blue Jays, we have a true leadoff hitter, and we have like a true number two man with Melvin Cabrera. And then, you know, you have Edwin and Jose that are his dynamite of a 3-4 combo in the league as there is. But I think this team gives – I remember when I was younger with John and we were supposedly going to push the envelope with stolen bases and manufacturing runs. But at the end of the day, we just couldn't do that. We didn't have the personnel to make those things happen. But now with Jose Reyes and Melky Cabrera and Bonifacio, I think that we and Rajay Davis, we have the speed that we can pretty much do whatever we want.
With Adam Lind on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Adam, I thought that was part of the problem last year in a lot of ways. I understand managers want to be aggressive. Everybody comes in and they always want to be aggressive. But you've got to have the guys to do it. And I thought, you know, the spirit was willing, I think, at some point. And it's in some ways this past season, maybe sometimes too willing. But I just didn't think it was the type of team to play that aggressive style. I think you need a little more refinement in the base running game. You certainly have that now with Reyes and Bonifacio. I mean, Davis can steal a base as well. And Adam, I got to think a guy like Brett Laurie is going to be a lot better just by having a guy like Reyes around.
Well, when you use the word refine, I think some of that comes down to when we run. And I think, and John being a manager himself and a former catcher, I think he understands the running game a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a pitcher trying to tell people when to run, I think, you know, some of the times we were just running with our heads cut off, not in really the right situations. And I think John understands the timing and the situations when you should and shouldn't run. So just run, you know,
mm-hmm.
recklessly. And I think it'll be good to have more of a purpose in that part of our game.
With Adam Lind on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Adam, a lot of people are looking at you. They look at the lineup. There's going to be a little more balance now with a guy like Cabrera there. Your left-handed bat in the middle of the lineup could be really important to the Jays. I don't need to tell you that. A couple of questions. One, with all the winds of change that have blown through this organization this winter, is there part of you that thinks that you may in fact be a guy on the move eventually? And the second part of that question is, if that's not the case, how much are you looking forward to being in the middle of that lineup with the on-base percentage you should have in front of you?
Well, The first part, you know, I haven't even concerned myself with being traded. That really does nothing positive for me, or, you know, that doesn't drive me, because mm-hmm. when it happens, it happens. It's out of my control. So I've just looked at myself as a Blue Jay like I have for the last 9 years of my life. And then the second part, you know, it's a very exciting time with the athletes that we have at the top of this, or pretty much throughout 1 through 9 in this lineup. And, you know, it makes things a lot easier when you have guys that are on the bases a lot and are fast. You know, you don't have to hit the ball over the outfielder's head to get RBIs. And then holes open up because pitchers are worried about it. As we've seen with our former staff, obviously, you know, Boston will be very concerned about how we're trying to run the bases, because we all know how, you know, John Farrell might think during a game. But so hopefully it causes havoc and confusion for other staffs in the division.
With Adam Lind on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Adam, last year against left-handed pitching, I don't have to give you the numbers. You know they weren't that good. Batting average was .220. What can you do to prevent?
You weren't going to give me the numbers.
Well, I did. I just gave you the one. I kept some of the other ones to myself.
Okay.
But I got to ask you. I mean, what can you do? Do you think to prevent yourself from being typecast as a guy who is best served in a platoon? Like, is there something you can do against left-handed pitching approach-wise or technically or anything like that?
Yeah, I think the second half of this season, I really changed my approach from, you know, I stopped trying to do too much the second half of the season, especially against left-handed pitchers. I'd like to see, you know, the splits from the first half to the second half. Mm-hmm. They may not be tremendously greater, but I'm sure they're better than what they were even the year before. But you know, that was the biggest thing. I quit trying to do too much against lefties, and I started to look off-speed much more. And I think, you know, I quit being so proud and stubborn and was like, look, you're going to have to hit the slider. That's just the way it's going to be, and I accepted that, and I think my numbers improved because of that.
With all these new personalities coming in, Adam, with Josh Johnson and Mark Burley and Reyes, I mean, these are veteran guys. How welcoming do you think will that clubhouse be, especially to a guy like Burley? Because I felt last year that one of the things that Ricky really needed, and this is not a criticism of anybody on the team, I just thought Ricky kind of needed that guy who'd been around a long time. It's nice to have a pitching coach talk to you. It's nice to have Pat Henkin there, and those guys know a lot about pitching. But I just thought they needed... You need that veteran in the uniform sitting in the, you know, in the dugout who can go, yeah, I was there. I remember 3 years ago. You think a guy like Burley can have a real impact on Ricky?
Oh, without a doubt. And I don't think it's just Ricky. I think there's a bunch of guys in our clubhouse that'll benefit from that. You know, you put yourself in the situation of our clubhouse last year, and Ricky was considered, you know, I guess the veteran leader, even though he doesn't. Just now when the season ended, he had 4 years of service time. And really, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, that's not a veteran at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of, you know, going the young route. And we've changed that. And it's probably will take some pressure off of Ricky. It'll take pressure off of me. I know people, you know, why don't, you know, think that I should be a little bit more of a leader. But when you look at it, you know, teams that I've been on with the Blue Jays, I mean, I'm 29 now. I would still have been considered a young guy, you know, only having 5.5 years of service, not even being a free agent type player yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll benefit guys who were kind of thrust into the leadership role before we were ready. And you know, Ricky, great guy, you know, great competitor, but we all know Ricky, he doesn't have that leadership type personality, I would so to speak, in his DNA.
Mm-hmm. You think it might be overreaching in some ways?
Well, it'll just let him relax and be himself and get to observe Mark Burley, and I'm sure we'll sign a few other people, but I think it'll benefit, I mean, a bunch of us in a bunch of different ways in our game. But I think the number one way it'll be just to take the pressure off our shoulders and be like, look, you know, there's other guys that have been at the playoffs, been in World Series, won World Series on this team, and I think just, you know, let Ricky take a deep breath.
Hey, Adam, are guys in this team pissed off at John Farrell?
No, I wouldn't say they were pissed off.
Okay.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering because, you know, now that Gibbons is in place and, you know, John's taken some coaches with him as well. I just wondered if people, you know, you wonder, hey, we played under this guy for a couple of years, and if there was some concern that John may have had his eye on Boston last year a little too much compared to what was going on in your clubhouse. It's a fair question, I think.
John is, I mean, that's his only coaching experience was in Boston. I mean, at a professional level.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, I guess you kind of always will love your first love, and I think he really enjoyed his time in Boston. You could tell when we were in Boston playing, he was always had a little extra pep in his step when we were there. Is that, you know, it's a little disappointing for a guy like me or a guy like Casey Jansen, who all we've been our whole career is Blue Jays and fighting the Red Sox to, you know, try and pass them in the standings. And it's, you know, it's like, man, you know, would you be a Blue Jay instead of
mm-hmm.
a guy working for the Blue Jays?